Today's shiur is a Masech de Bava Kama on Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin at the top of the Amid on the fourth line with the first word, Gufa. Gufa, we have learned before in yesterday's Daf on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, a brisa which explained a Pasuk in Vayikra Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where the Pasuk was speaking about Shvuas HaPikadon, and the Pasuk stated, Nefesh kisechta umol amal bashem, when a person sins and he commits treachery against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chichesh ba'amisoi b'pikadon oi b'sesum esiyad oi b'gazel oi oshak esamisoi, and his friend gave him a pikadon, he denies that he received such a pikadon, he makes a shvua and he lies, and he has a taina that he should be potter from owing his friend money for that pikadon, then he is moda that he swore falsely. So there's a halacha that he has to pay karen chomish v'ashem. He has to pay the initial amount of the pikadon plus a fifth, plus he has to bring a korban ashem. And the question that was discussed in yesterday's shir is, if we are speaking about a halacha of Shavuos HaPikadon, which is a Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, why is it referred to in the Pasuk as being treacherous against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umol Amal Bashem? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili understood that this Pasuk is speaking that even if his friend gave a korban, which was Kachim Kalim, since Rabbi Yosef Glila Shita is that Kachim Kalim is mom and bailam, it belongs to the owner, therefore it too would fall under this isser of lying by a Shavuos HaPikadon, and the punishment would be that the person who lied, the shomer, would have to pay Karen Chomish V'Oshim, even if his friend gave him a korban to watch, a kachim kalim korban, because that's considered mom and bailam, and that would be part of the pasuk that would be included in this halacha of Shavuos HaPikadon. So let us begin the Gemara now. Gufa umal umal bashem. The pasuk, even though it's speaking about a ben adam lechaveroi, but it includes kachim kalim. L'rabbi's kachim kalim shem emoinei. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's why we speak about that he committed a treachery against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there was some kedusha to this animal. It was not chulin. It was kadosh, the kedusha of kachim kalim, and since that has a loch of mom and bailim, it is included in the prohibition of the pasuk. Ben Azai Oimer, Ben Azai says, L'rabbi says hashlamim, as Rashi, in the second Rashi on this Amud, which was learnt in yesterday's Shir, at the end of that Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Rashi Divrei Maschil Matnas Kohuna Ka'amrat, says Rashi, U'ben Azai Milsei de Rabbi Yosi Kamafarish, that Ben Azai here, in this Brisa, which was learnt in yesterday's Shir as well, Ben Azai is coming to explain the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. When Rabbi Yosi Aglili said the Rabbi says Hashlamim, When Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, L'rabbis kachim kalim, so Ben Azai is explaining Rabbi Yosi Aglili's words to mean, L'rabbis esh ha-shlom. Abba Yosi ben destoy yoimer. His opinion is that Loi Omer Ben Azai, when Ben Azai said, L'rabbis esh ha-shlomim, which shlomim was he referring to? Ella b'bchor b'vad. He was referring only to a Bechor. That is the Brisa, and now the Gemara is going to explain this Brisa. Omer Mar, we learned before, Ben Azai Omer, that Ben Azai said, again according to Rashi, being Mefarsh, the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili was not speaking about all Kachim Kalim, but rather he was only speaking about Shlomim. Ben Azai Omer, L'Rabbi says Shlomim. So the Gemara says, good, Ben Azai is telling us that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is being Mar B'Shlomim. Lemute mai, what is not included? Which kachim kalim are not included? E lema lemute bechoyer, if you want to say that bechoyer is not included, in other words, bechoyer is not considered mum and bailim, and therefore it would not be included in Shavuos HaPikadon. So that's not correct. Why? Hashta umashlomim. I could say the following. By shlomim, we find that it has many halachas of kachim. Shetunim smicha. The Bialim has to put his hands on the korban with full force, and what that indicates is that the korban is coming instead of the person. That really the person should have been a korban, and the korban is coming in his place. And also, shlomim requires nesachim, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Aleph, as we find in the pasuk that there's a minchas nesachim. Shloish Esroim Lapar, Shnei Esroim La'ayil, V'Esroim La'kevis. Which means that there is a mincha part, which is blula v'shemen, it's mixed up with oil, and then there's also a pouring, a libation of wine. For a keves, a sheep, it's Isoron of Solas, and that's bolo, that's mixed up with revius ahin of shemen, and likewise, the Yain Lenesach is Revi Yisahin. By an isle, a ram, it's Shnei Yisroinim of Solas. And it is Belula B'Shem and Shlish Yisahin, a third of a hin. And likewise, the Yain Lenesach is also Shlish Yisahin. And then we have Lapar for an ox. We have Shlosha Esronim of Solas. And that's Bolol B'Shem and Chatzi Yahin. And the Yayin Lenesach is also Chatzi Ahin. So a Shlomim has these requirements of Smicha and Nesachim. Also, Utnufas Chazei V'Shoik, the breast and the right leg, the thigh of the Korban, is first waved by the owner and the Koyin together, and then, after the Tnufa, the Bialim gives it to the Kohen. A shlomim is partly burnt on the Mizbeach, it's partly eaten by the Yisrael, the Bialim, the owner, and it's partly eaten by the Kohen. So the Chazav Ishaik, there's a Tnufa, and then it's given over to the Kohen. So it has all these special halachas, which are Kachim halachas, and yet, even though these halachas would indicate that it's Shulchan Gavoya, it's not Mum and Bailim, but rather it's something that belongs to Hashem, like Kutcha Kutchim, and yet, Amrit, you say, Mum and Bailim, it has a loch of Mum and Bailim, so Bechor Meboya. So certainly Bechor, which does not have all these halachas of Smicha, Nisachim, and Tnufas Chazav Ishaik, so that is certainly Mum and Bailim. And here, all the Rishonim are bothered with a question. This Gemara that we just learned is Soyser, the end of yesterday's shir, right before the Gufa. The second line on this Amid, the Gemara says, Matnas Kohuna Kamrad, you're speaking about a Bechor, which is one of the 24 Matnas Kohuna, the presents that a Yisrael gives to a Kohen. Shiny Matnas Kohuna, the Chikaz Zachu, Mishulchan Gavayaka Zachu. There, even Rabbi Yosef Glilu will be moided that even if a Bechor is Kachim Kalim, but it is something that's Kodesh Mirachem, as the Pasuk says, Kodesh Heim, that Bechorim are Kodesh Mirachem, and therefore, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kohen gets it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shulchan Gavoya. And therefore, Bechor, even according to Rabbi Yosef Glilu, is not considered mom and bam. So here in the Gemara we just learned, it says that if Shlomim is, according to Rabbi Yosef Glilu, mom and bailim, which has all kinds of halachas of kachim, and yet I consider it mom and bailim, kal v'chayim or Bechor, and in yesterday's Gemara we learned that Bechor is not mom and bailim. So Rashi says that there's two kinds of Bechor. There's a Bechor at the time of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, that Einich Nami, even according to Rabbi Yosef Glilu, is not considered Mum and Bailim. Then we have Shlomim, which is considered Mum and Bailim, even though it has a number of halachas of Kachim. And the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, that Bechor, which Bechor, the other Bechor, which is Bechor of Chutz La'aretz. A Bechor of Chutz La'aretz is certainly, according to Rabbi Yosef Glilu, mom and bam. Why? Because the halach is that by a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz, lechatchila, it's not even supposed to be brought as a korban into Eretz Yisrael. It's only b'dieved. If it was brought into Eretz Yisrael, it's brought as a korban. L'chatchila, the person, the owner, should wait until it gets a mum and then eat it after it got a mum. It shouldn't be brought as a korban. So therefore, certainly, it doesn't have halacha, the Gemara says, of Shulchan Gavoya. Here it has halacha, certainly, of Mom and Baum. If Shlomim has halacha of Mom and Baum, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, this Bechor, which Bechor? Bechor of Chutzlar, it certainly has. So according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, there are three levels. The highest level will be Bechor of Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Beis HaMikdash, where it will not be Mom and Bailam. The second level will be Shlomim, that even though it has all kinds of halachas of Hegdish, of Smicha and Tnufa and Nesachim, it still is Mom and Bailam. And the third level, the lowest level, is Bechor Chutzlaritz, that is certainly Mom and Bailam, Kavachimer from Shlomim. So learns Rashi the Sogya. The Shita says that, no, our sugi is speaking about Bechor of Eretz Yisrael. You asked me a stira. The answer is, Einachanami, b'machloikis shnuyi. It's a machloikis. The Gemara before the Gufa at the top of the Yom had held that a Bechor, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, is not Mom and Bailam. The Gemara that we have just learned holds that Kal V'chaimer, if Shlomim is considered Mom and Bailam, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, certainly even Bechor Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't have all those halakas as a Shlomim has, is certainly considered Mammon Bailam. The Rambam Shita, we will see in a moment how the Lecha Mishnah learns the Rambam Shita in our Sugya. Let us just learn one more line before we get into the Rambam Shita. We're back at this point in the Gemara to a question of what is, according to Ben Azai, that Rabbi Yosef Lili is Mar B'Shlomim, what is he Memayit? The way we learned the Gemara, he's certainly not Mamayat Bechor. Bechor is certainly Mom and Bailam. Elom Rabbi Yochanan Lema'ute Meiser. So Rabbi Yochanan answers that we're speaking about a miut of Meiser Behema. That Meiser Behema, even according to Rabbi Yosef Galili, that is not considered Mom and Bailam. And there will be no din of the Karen Chaimish V'Yashem requirement by a shomer who made a false shvuah concerning a korban that of Meiser Behema that was given over into his guardianship. And the Gemara is going to prove from a brisa that Meiser Behema is not considered mom and bialim, and the reason is because we're going to learn that you cannot sell a Meiser Behema as you can, for example, to a Bechor, and therefore that proves that it's not mom and bialim. Now here comes the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in Hilchas Niske Mammon, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, makes a rule that Binageya Nezikin, and we at this point will say, there are others who are Mechalik, but we're going to go with the Mechalik that Nezikin and our Halacha that we're learning here about, Shavuos HaBekodin, have the same din. And the Rambam says that Shor Re'ehu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. We've learned that a Shor Shel Hegdish is not included in the halachas of Nezakin. That if we damage a Shor of Hegdish, or a Shor of Hegdish damages our cow, there is no Hilchas of the Avos Nezakin. There is no Dinim of damage. There, your Potter. Both ways. The Rambam says that all kachim that have a din mi'ilah, they're included in shor re'ehu v'loi shor shel hegdish. However, all kachim where there is no din mi'ilah, for example, kachim kalim, there they are not considered shor shel hegdish. They will be included in shor re'ehu, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that kachim kalim is mom and bailam, and therefore they're included in re'ehu. Now the Rambam doesn't make any exception. So the Lecha Mishnah grapples with this problem. From our sugyu, we saw that Meiser Behema is an exception. We saw that Ben Azai said l'rabbis as a shlom, and the Gemara asked, good, you're being marbi shlomi. You're saying that Rabbi Yosef Lili, when he said l'rabbis kachem kalim, he was adding shlomim. What are you being memayit? The Gemara's maskana was you're being memayit meiser behema. So why didn't the Rambam? Why was he not memayit meiser behema? He talked at paskins like Rabbi Yosef Lili that kachem that don't have meila, which is kachem kalim, they do have a din of nezikin. A tam would pay chatzin nezik, a mood would pay nezik shalom, because they are including shor re'eu, because it is mum and bailim, but why didn't the Rambam make the exception that we see in our Gemara of Meister Behem? Answers the Lecha Mishnah, because the Rambam learned our sugya differently than Rashi. Our whole sugya is predicated, the way we learned it till now, on the Rashi at the end of on this summit, the second Rashi, Divrei Maskil Matnas Kohen HaKarmat, where Rashi said that Ben Azai is explaining Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam learned that it's a machlaikis over here. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, he meant all Kachim Kalim. Ben Azai, when he says the Rabbis Ishlam, is not being mefarish Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He's saying his own opinion, that I hold it's only the Rabbis Ishlam. What am I being memayit? I'm not being memayit b'chor, the way we just learned. I'm being memayit. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, he meant all Kachim Kalim. Even Meister Behem is considered to be Mum and Bailam, and therefore it will be in Shor Reyu, and there will be Hilchas Nezikin concerning the Shor of Kachim Kalim. I, the Minchas Chinuch, asks, but after all, we're going to learn in the next Braisa that there's no Mechira possible by Meiser Behema, which would indicate it's not Mum and Bailam. On that, the Minchas Chinuch says that not necessarily. It's a halacha in the Hilchas Meiser Behema. Just like we saw that Shlomim has special halachas of Smicha and Tanufa and Nisachim, and yet we consider it Mum and Bailam, so Meiser Behema, even though it has this special halacha that Mechira is not Shayach, but yet that's not a proof that it is not considered Mum and Bailam. It's still Mum and Bailam, but it has a restriction that you can't sell it. So will the Rambam learn, and that's why the Rambam makes a blanket rule that any kachim where there's no din me'ila, there is a din of nezikin. And any kachim where there is a din me'ila, that's real hegdish, that goes into shoreo, v'loy shor shel hegdish, there is no din nezikin. And now, as we continue the Gemara is going to bring a proof from a braisa that by Meiser Behema, you cannot sell it, and therefore the Gemara takes on that it is not considered Mum and Bailam, but as we explained, the Rambam learns in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who disagrees, according to the Rambam, with Ben Azai, he holds that all Kachim Kalim are Mum and Bailam, even Meiser Behema, even though you can't sell it, that's not a proof that it's not considered Mum and Bailam. Kedisanya, where do we see that Meiser Behema you can't sell? By Bechor Ne'emar Loisi Pada. A Bechor, you cannot be poda. We're speaking about a Bechor Behema Tahira. In other words, a Bechor Behema Tmeya, you can be poda. A Bechor Adam, the Torah says you can be poda. But when the Torah gets to Bechor Behema Tahira, the Pasuk says, Ach, Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesem, or Bechor Eis, which are all Behemoth Tahiras, Loi Sifta, you cannot be poda. Kaidish Heim. And then the Torah says what the halachas are with those bechairas. But even though you cannot redeem it, v'nimchar, it could be sold, tamchai, the tam could, if it's, it has no blemish in it, it could be sold while it's alive. And the Rash says the person who buys it will wait till it gets a mum, and then he can eat it, or he'll be makrivit. If the bias is standing, he'll be makrivit. Ubal mum, if it has a mum already on it, then he can sell it chai v'shachet. He can sell it alive or once it's already shechted. However, Rashi points out that since it retains its kedusha, which cannot be nifta, which cannot be redeemed, therefore it cannot be sold be'italus, which is in a marketplace. It can only be sold in the kohen, can only sell it from his house. And it can't be sold by weight, by litra. It has to be sold ba'oimid, with estimation. Because that, the, if it's treated as a chulundika animal by being sold in the marketplace on a scale, so that takes away from the kedusha of the bechor. And therefore it has those special halachas. But what's the din by Meiser? But Meiser Nemar, it doesn't say Loisi Pada. It says Loyi Goyal. And Rashi says that we make a Gzeirah Shava. The Gemara in Bechairis, Daf, Lamed Bezum et Aleph says that we learn out this Loyi Goyal from the Loyi Goyal, which is written by Charamim. And over there it says not only Loyi Goyal, it also says Loyi Macher. So we say just like by Charamim, they cannot be sold. So too, by Meiser Behemah, it cannot be sold. And that's what the Brisa continues. Ve'ena nimcher, loy chai, v'loy shachet, loy tam, v'loy bamum. It cannot be sold in any way. And therefore, since it cannot be sold, that's a proof that it's not considered mum and bailam. And that's what Ben Azza is making an exception, that shlomim is mum and bailam, and Meiser Behemah is not mum and bailam. And either he's learning that in Rabbi Yosef Glili or according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees and holds that even Meiser Behemah, which cannot be sold, is still considered mum and bailam. Ravina masni lo aseifa. Ravina says that these words that Rabbi Yochanan just said in the Gemara before, Elam Rabbi Yochanan mute Meiser, is not going on Ben Azai, who said L'Rabbis is a shlum, and what is a memayit Meiser Behemah, but rather it's going on the Seifa. What was the Seifa of the Brisa before? Abba Yoisi ben Desoy Omer, Loi Omer ben Azai, Elabah b'char b'vad. Ben Azai only said Mum and Bailim by b'char alone. So now we have the same question, L'mute Mai, what is not considered Mum and Bailim? Elam L'mute Shlum, if you're going to tell me that Shlumim is not considered Mum and Bailim, so hashda uma b'chor she kadosh merechem, a b'chor which has the kedusha from when it's born. It's not designated by the owner. Even though there's a halacha, the owner has to be magdish it, but it's really a superfluous hegdish because it's already kadosh merechem. So ma b'chor she kadosh merechem, and yet it's memoinayhu according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We're saying, based on Abba Yossi ben Destoy, that Ben Azai is saying in Rabbi Yossi Glili that it's mum and bam by Bechor alone. So if Bechor, which is Kaddish Merechem, is mum and, so certainly Shlomim Meboy is certainly Shlomim, which is not Kaddish Merechem. It's dependent on the owner designating it as a korban. So certainly that's considered mum and bailam. So you can't say Bechor is a mat shlum. And on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here's where Rabbi Yochanan said his words. Not on Ben Azai shlumim to be my Meiser Behemah, but on Rav Yossi, Abba Yossi ben Destoy, when he said Bechor, that meant to be Mamayat Lamute Meiser, which is Mayat Meiser Behemah, Kidisanya, the same rice like we had before. Bechor Nemer Loisi Pada, Vinimchar Tam Chai, Ubamum Chai Vishachot, Bemeiser by Meiser Behemah, Nemer Loyigol, which we learn out of Xer Shavar from Charamim, Vein and Nimchar Loichai Vishachot, Loitam Loibamum. So the Gemara says, on this I have a problem. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is going on Ben Azai, so then I can say that Shlomim is Mamayit Meiser Behemah. But Shlomim does include Bechor, but Mamayit Meiser Behemah. But here, what do you want to tell me? That Bechor includes Shlomim. Because you said that if Bechor is considered Mum and Bailim, certainly Shlomim is considered Mum and Bailim. What is not considered Mum and Bailim? Meiser Behemah. But you can't learn that pshat in Rav Abba Yossi ben Destoy. Why? Habibchor Bilvad Komar. When Abba Yossi ben Destoy said his words, he added one word, Bilvad. It's only Bechor alone. So that seems to indicate not Shlomim. So how can you say Bechor really means Shlomim also, just not Meiser Behemah? The Gemara says, Kasha, to say that Rabbi Yochanan is going on the Seifa, not on the Reisha, you're going to have this kasher because he used the word, Yosef ben Sar used the word Belvad, which would seem only Bechor is considered Mum and Bailam. Now, we have a rule that kasha is not a Tiyufta. Tiyufta is a checkmate, that the person is totally wrong, and he retracts his statement. Akasha means Mishtarpnish from Akasha. Akasha means it's a difficulty, but we can get over it. And the question is, how do you get over the difficulty? The word Belvad is a very strong word, which indicates only Bechor. On this, the Sefer Lamnatzeich LeDavid wants to say that we could give a teretz. The teretz is that what Abba Yossi ben Destoy is saying in Ben Azai, that he was only referring to Bechor, he meant to say not every Bechor, as we had Lefi Shitas Rashi, that Bechor, which is an Eretz Yisrael, that's not Mum and Bailam. So the only time Ben Azai said it was in Bechor Belvad, the word Belvad means there's a limitation in Bechor. Bechor is not being memayit shlomim. It's being memayit meister behema, but it wants to say that even in Bechor alone, there are two Bechors. There's one Bechor that we're going to be memayit. That's the Bechor Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Beis HaMikdash. And then there's Bechor Bovat. There's a limited Bechor, which is considered Momen Bailam, as we explained before, the third category, the category of Bechor Chutz Loretz, that Taka has a din of Momen Bailam. But maybe the word Bovat is not being memayit shlomim, it's being memayit Bechor Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't have a din of Momen Bailam. So we have an answer on this Kasha, which it's not a Tiyufta. Rava Amar, Rava comes along, and Rava wants to explain the Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Beis, which started out our whole issue here of Rabbi Yosef Lili with Mom and Bilam. What did the Mishnah say? That Hegdish, there's no halacha of Nezikin, because it's not considered Shoreyu. But, said the Mishnah, that if you're Mazik, Nechasim She'ein Bamila, so then, that is including Shoreyu. And the Gemara understood that to mean Ha Migdash Kachi. If you're telling me it's Ein by Mila, means they have some Kedusha. Where do you have a Korban that has Kedusha that has no Din Mila and would be included in Re'eyu? So the Gemara came to the conclusion, must be Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that Kachim Kalam is Mom and Bailam. Rava comes along with a new pshat. We don't have to say that's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili in Kachim Kalam. Mine Chasim Shein by Mila. You know what the Mishnah meant with Nechasim She'en Bem Mi'ilah? Nechasim She'en Bem Din Mi'ilah. They never have any connection to Mi'ilah. They have no Kedusha whatsoever. By Kachim Kalam Einechanami, before the Aktoras Haimurim, before the fats are sacrificed on the Mizbeach, there is no Din Mi'ilah. But after the Emurim are sacrificed, even on Kachim Kalam, there is a Din Mila. So Memela, they have a Shachis with a Din Mi'ila. So right now, there's no Mi'ila at this point. But later on, there will be a Din Mila. Masha'enkein, Rava says, you know what the Mishnah is speaking about? The Mishnah is not referring to Kachim Kalam. It could be we hold Kachim Kalam is not considered Mum and Bailam. And therefore, there will be no Halacha of Nezikin by Kachim Kalam also. It's not included in Shoreyu, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What does it mean, Ein Bam Mila? It means Ein Bam Din Mila has no shaychus to Mila. Mind you, what is that? The hedget. It means that if you're Mazik, a shore of a hedget who has no connection to Mila whatsoever, ask the Gemara of a listening to hedget, so why go in a roundabout Lushan that has no Din Mila? Just say simply, it's a korban, it's a animal of a hedget. The Gemara says Kasha, it's Taka Kasha also. Again, the Lam Netzeach LeDavid comes along and wants to answer, why isn't this a Tiyufta? It seems to be a very strong Kasha, which we could call a Tiyufta. And the Lam Netzeach LeDavid answers that perhaps it didn't say Hedget, because Hedget would exclude Psuli HaMikdashin. If the Korbanis became Pasul, for one reason or the other, so if I would rewrite the word in the Mishnah Hedget, I would say that Psuli HaMikdashim are considered Hegdish. They were once Hegdish, now they're Pusel. They have a connection to Hegdish, and they would be exempt from Shoreu Veloy Shor Shal Hegdish. They would be exempt from the Zikin because of the Pusik. Therefore, the Mishnah wrote it differently, wrote Ein Bam Din Me'ila, Ein Bam Mila, which would include Psulei HaMikdashim, because when they became Psulei HaMikdashim, at that time, they have no shaychus to Me'ila, because an animal that's a psuli HaMikdashim has no shaychus to Me'ila. So that phrase could be a catch-all phrase, which would include Hedget, that it's part of Shoreyu, and it would include psuli HaMikdashim, that it's also part of Reyu. If it would only say Hedget, I would say only Hedget is Reyu, and psuli HaMikdashim is not Reyu. So the Lam Netzeach LeDavid suggests that this might answer the Kasha of the Gemara. However, the Rush says that because of this Kasha, in fact, Rava backtracks, and we'll see on Ahmed Bey's, where the Rush has a source, that Rava changed his mind, and because of this Kasha, although the Lamed Sechel Dovid has an answer on the Kasha, because of this Kasha, Rava says, Einichnami, you'll be forced to learn the Mishnah, that it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that there is an item of Hegdish, which is part of Re'eyu, and that is Kachim Kama, leader of Yosef Lili, that's considered Mum and Bailim. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabba Abba, said Rabba Abba, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, shlamim sheziku. If we're going to say they're mum and bilim, if the shlamim were mazik, goivim ipsaron. So you can only collect from their basar, because we know, as Rashi brings down, that by a tum, chatzi nezik is migufoy. It's not mimetav. It's not from any assets that the mazik has, but rather it's only from the guf of the shor itself. So where can you collect from a shlumim that did damage? Till now, we were speaking about if we damaged the shor of kachim kalim. Now the Gemara is speaking about when the kachim kalim, when the shlumim itself did damage to another animal. So the halach is shlumim sheziku goivim b'psarim. You collect only from their flesh. Bavainu goivim mei murei, and you cannot collect from the fats that are nikkav on the mizbech. Ask the Gemara, pshita, that's pasha. What do you have to tell me that for? A murin legavoya salki. The murin go up on top of the mizbeach. So of course you cannot collect from the imurin. The Gemara answers like tzricha must be. It's teaching you a chiddush legoiva mipsarum keneged a murim. That ain't a chanami, I cannot collect the tam, chatzi nezik, from the imurim, but I would have thought maybe I can collect from the basar. It's kamash malon that you cannot collect from the basar to equal that amount that you should be collecting from the fats that are nikkav on the mizbech. And as we have to look at the basar and the imurim, as we're going to see from the following Gemara, like there are two parts of the animal that are being mazik. There's the basar part, which according to Rabbi Yosef Lili is mum and bilum, and then there's the fats part, which is going to be nikrav on the mizbeach, which is not mum and bilum, that's mum and gavoya. So let us say, for example, Rashi says, you have an animal 200, that an animal of hegdish, shlamim, that was worth 200, and it was mazik, an animal that was worth 200, and totally destroyed it. The animal that it destroyed is worth nothing now. So how much does he owe him? Half, tam, chatzin, has like 100. Now, if we want to be goiva, so we say the meat part of the animal is worth 150. The fat part of the animal is worth 50. So I'm supposed to collect chatzin, nezik from the 150, that would be 75. And I'm supposed to collect half from the fat, which would be half of 50 that the fat is worth, would be 25. And there I would get my whole 100. I can't collect the 25 from the fat part. So I would have thought that maybe I can collect the 25 from the buster part, and I'll collect the whole 100 from the buster part. On that, Rabbi Abba wants to tell us, no, goivim ipsaron, you can only collect the 75 from the basar part, and the 25 from the emurim part, you will not be able to collect. The Gemara says, aliba deman, who are you saying this chiddush according to? And now the Gemara is, as Rashi brings down, is going to get into a machloikis that we have on daf nun gimel amid aleph. And the case is, the first, the medium-sized Rashi's at the bottom of the Amud brings the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, the first line there, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Av, Shor Shadachav Es Chaveir Labor. A shor knocked his fellow ox into a pit, and the ox got damaged. So, what is the halacha? Do we have a machloek between the Chachamim and Rab Nosson? The Chachamim say that nothing can be collected from the boar. The primary mazik here is the shor who pushed. Had he not pushed, nothing would have happened. The boar is a secondary mazik. And therefore, we have to look at what the shor is able to pay. So Rashi says that in the second medium wide line, that tam, in a case of tam, the baal shor will pay a quarter, and the baal poor will pay nothing. And by muad, the baal shor will pay half, and the baal poor boar will pay nothing. The understanding of Rashi is that a tam always pays only half. And since here there are two damagers, one is primary, one is secondary, so even the half that the tam is supposed to pay, he won't pay the whole half. He'll only pay half of a half, which is a quarter. The muad will pay half, but I can't collect anything from the boar. So really there's two mazikim. But the boar, I'm not mechav according to Chacham at all, but I can't collect from the shor, the owner of the shor, more than half. He didn't do the whole damage. So therefore, that's how Rashi is here. However, the Maram Shif, and other Achronim tell us that this Rashi, the Girsa that we have in this Rashi is incorrect, and the correct Girsa should be that we don't collect anything from the Baal HaBor, we collect half, we only look at the Baal HaShor, and by Tam he pays half, and by Mu'ud he pays Nezek Shalom. Not like our Rashi that Tam pays a quarter, and Mu'ud pays Nezek Shalom, but rather Tam pays a half, and Mu'ud pays Nezek Shalom, but nothing from the Baal HaBor. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Rav Nosson's Shita is that, of course, you go first to the primary Mazik, which is the Shor, but whatever you cannot collect from the Shor, you can collect from the secondary Mazik, which is the Baal HaBor. Therefore, by Mu'ud, I can't collect from the Baal HaShor more than a half, because he was one of the two damagers, so I get a half from him. But I'm owed another half, so then I go to the Baal HaBor for the other half. What about by a Tam? I can't, Rav Nosson holds, I can't ask more than half of a half from the Baal HaShor. It's a Tam, but he's not the only Mazik. The secondary Mazik, the Bor, is also a Mazik. So the most I can ask from the Baal HaBor is half of a half, which is a quarter. Where do I get the other three quarters from? That I can go to the Baal HaBor. The Baal HaBor is not restricted with the Aloch of Tam, that he only pays half. The Baal HaBor, when he damages, pays Nezek Shalom. So a quarter I got from the primary, which is the Baal HaShor. The other three quarters by a Mu'ud I get, by a Tam rather, I get from the Baal HaBor. This is the Shita of Rav Nosson. So the Rabban and Rav Nosson are arguing a fundamental thing here. The Rabban hold that what you cannot collect from the Baal HaShor, you cannot go to the Baal HaBor. And Rav Nosson knows what you cannot collect from the Baal HaShor, you could go to the Baal HaBor. And what the Gemara now wants to do is to make a similar comparison to our case of Busser Shlomim versus the Chalev Shlomim. You also have two Mazikim like Shor and Bor. So the question is, whatever I can collect from the Chalev, the Imurim, can I collect that from the other Mazik, which is the Busser, or not? So now let's go into the Gemara. Aliba Deman, who are you saying this din, that you can only collect the 75 in the example that we gave from the Busser, and you lose the 25 that you should have collected from the Imurim? Ialibe the Rabbanan, if you're going like the Rabbanan in the Gemara further in Dafnun Gimel. So Pshita, that's Pasha. You don't have to tell me that Chiddush. It's again Pshita. Ha'amri, because they say, Kilek lishtalumi mehai, lo mishtami mehai. If you can't collect from the Baal HaShor, you cannot collect from the Baal HaBor. So of course here, if you cannot collect from the Imurim, you cannot go and collect from the Busser. He only gets 75 and not 100. V'i, I'll leave it to Rav Nosson, and if you're going according to the opinion of Rav Nosson, so in fact, what you're telling me is not correct. You're telling me that you can only get 75 from the Busser, and you cannot get 100 from the Busser. Ha'amar, Rav Nosson's of the opinion, kilek lishtalumi mehai, mishtami mehai, that if you cannot collect from the Baal HaShor, whatever you can't collect from the Baal HaShor, you can go to the Baal HaBor and collect from the Baal HaBor. So here, if you cannot collect from the Imurim, which also was part of the damage, the Chalev also damaged, not only the Busser. So according to Rav Nosson, good, I can't collect from the Chalev because it's Gavoya, it belongs to Hashem, and it's going to be Nikrav on the Mizbech. Go to the Busser and collect the other 25 from the Busser. So your din is wrong, according to Rav Nosson. So according to Chacham, it's Pshita that you're right, and according to Rav Nosson, you're wrong. Who are you going like? So the Gemara answers, Ibo Yisem or Rav Nosson, Ibo Yisem or Rabban. I'll tell you a teretz, both according to Rav Nosson and Rabban. Let's start with the Rabban. Ibo Yisem or Rabban, and if you want to go according to Rabban, it's not Pshita. Hani Mili, when did Rabbanan say that you cannot collect from the other one, the Baal HaBor? That's betray Gufi, when you have two physical entities, a Shor and a Bor. So then, whatever you can't collect from the Shor, you cannot go to the Bor. Avol b'chad Gufi. But here you're speaking about flesh, Busser, and Chalev in one animal, Matzi Amalei. So the Nizik can say to the Mazik, Michol Heicha the Beinin, wherever I'm able to get from, Mishtalamna, I will get from wherever I'm able to get from. And if I can only get everything, the whole 100, from the one unit of an animal where the Chalev and the Bus are all together, if I can't get the 25 from the Chalev part, I'll get the 25 from the Busser part. Kamashmalan, that's the chiddush, that no, that we treat the basar and the chaylev as if it would be two entities of shor and bor. But that's a chiddush according to the chacham. Iboy semer Rav Nosson, or I'll give you a teretz according to Rav Nosson. Your kasha was according to Rav Nosson. I should be able to collect the 25 from the basar, the additional 25. No, it's different than the case of bor and shor. Hasam hu d'amr le bala shor le bala bor. Over there, by the case of the shor and the bor, the bala shor can say to the bala bor, ana turoi bevircha ashkechate. I found the dead ox in your bor. So don't tell me you have nothing to do with this whole issue. Good. My deles li lishtalu memehech. And as this is the bala shor, the one whose shor got damaged, can say to the bala bor, I found my dead ox in your bor. So you do have something to do with it. So you're right. I'm going to go to the primary mazik, the other bala shor. But ma de lesli lishtalu memehech, whatever I can't get from him, mishtalu menach. Don't tell me you're not a mazik. You are also a mazik. And therefore, Rav Nosson is of the opinion that whatever I can't get from him, I'm from the Baal Ashor, I'm going to get from the Baal Bor. Avol hacha. But over here, what do you want to say? That according to Rav Nosson, I should be able to get everything, the whole 100, from the Baal Basar, from the Basar part, because you cannot collect the 25 from the Emurim, so I'm going to take the whole 100 from the Basar part. Avol hacha mimatzi amar Basar Azik Emurim le'Azik. Could he say, well, let me look at it as if the Basar was Mazik and the Emurim were not? It's not true. The Emurim were also Mazik, and therefore you really should be getting the 25, half of the 50 from the Emurim. The halach is you can't, because that has to be Nikrav on the Mizbech. But that's your problem. Don't come to me and want to take the entire 100 from the Basar. Ein echanami, you'll have to lose 25. So even according to Rav Nosson, it could be he would be mighty here that the Nizik would lose the 25. Omar Rava. And here is where we get into what Rava's opinion is, if our mission is going like Rabbi Yosef Lili or not. Suddenly, Rava says that Toida Shezika Goiva Mipsara Ve'ena Goiva Milachma. That concerning Hezek, if you have a Toida is a Shlomim, is a Kachim Kalim. And Rav is saying that a Toida will have to pay. And the question is, from what part of the Toida is the payment taken from? But here's where the Rush and Tosfos discuss that L'chayra Rav on Ahmed Aleph said that our mission is not going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And it could be that Locha is that the Kachim Kalim would be included in Hegdish and they would not have to pay. It's not considered Mum and Bailim. So how come Rav is suddenly here is saying that Toida pays as if it's Mum and Bailim, it is included in Re'eyu, when a Toida is Mazik? So the Rush says, Ein Echanami, from here you have a proof that Rav had Charata, and Rav holds that because there was a Kasha on Amid Aleph to say his Pshat, therefore, Nehi'etak at Charata from saying in our Mishnah that it's going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. In other words, the kasha was, why does it say Ein Bem Din Mila? It should say Hedjit if it means only Hedjit. Why does it say Ein Bem Mila if it's referring to Hedjit? So because of that kasha, the Rush says Rav at Charata, and therefore the Mishnah is talking like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, like our Mishnah, and that's why a kachim kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Toida is included in Re'eyu, and therefore if the Toida is Mazik, it has to pay. However, the top Toisus over here seems to disagree with the Rush, and Toisus says, Afal gav de Rav mefarish masnisen din mi'ila, v'loy uki masnisen Rabbi Yossi Aglili, al korchach hocha Iri li Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what Tosfos seems to be saying is not that Rava held that this is the halacha and that the and he backtracked from his teretz. He didn't backtrack. He still holds that our Mishnah doesn't necessarily have to go like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And maybe the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The halacha is that kachim kalim are not considered mam and bailim. It is included in Shor Re'eu V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. There will not be a Din Nezikin. But over here, Rava is going, what would Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold in that case? But not that Rava had Charata from his Teretz on Amid Aleph. That's what it would seem here from the top Tosfos. So let us continue in the Halacha. Amar Rava, Toida, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Shezika, it damaged. So where can the Nizik collect his payment? Goyve mipsara. It has to pay because it's mamon bialim. It is included in Re'eyu, but you can only collect from the flesh of the Todah. A Todah is brought for Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydes. There are four people who have to give a Doa to Hashem. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings down that there's a remez from the Pasuk V'chol HaChayim Yoiducha Sela, that all who are living should give Haidoa to Hashem. And the word Chayim stands for Chola, a Chola who became cured, a sick person who became cured. The Yud is Yisurim, pain, which a person has in the Beis Asurim, in prison. The next Yud is Yam, if he traveled over a dangerous ocean. And the Mem is if he went through a Midbar. All these four, when they get saved from their predicament, they have to bring a Korban Todah, which involves a Korban, and it involves 40 Lachmei Todah. So the Nizik can only collect, says Rava, from the flesh of the Korban and not from the bread. As the Gemara, Lechem Pshita. As Rashi explains, did the bread do damage? It's not the bread that damaged, it's the animal that damaged. So of course you can only collect from the animal. The Gemara answers, Seifa Itzchakli, that he's trying to tell you the Seifa. He's trying to explain to you the Seifa is a Chiddush. Because the Seifa says, Nizik Eichel Basar, when the Nizik gets the Basar Toida, he eats the flesh. When, says Rashi, after Akrovas HaEmurim, after the fats are brought on the Mizbeach, umeschaper mevi lachma. However, the bread has the lachmei Todah have to be brought by the person who's going to get kapor from this Todah. Freidi Gemara Nami Pshita. This is also Pashta, as Rashi says. Of course, the one who, there is no Rashi on this, Hanami Pshita, the Svara is that, of course, the person who's mechaper, he has to bring the bread. So the Gemara says, no, ma'ar, the same I would have thought, kiven the lechem echsher zevachu, that since the only way you can make the korban qualify to be a kosher korban is if along with it comes the lechem todah. So since it qualifies for eating the zevach as a todah, kiven the lechem echsher zevachu, lay malay, let the mazik say, at achlas, you're eating the basar. You and Nizik are eating the flesh. No, I see lechem. I should bring the bread. The bread is that which makes the this toida into a toida. So maybe you should bring the bread. Kamash, well, no. The lechem chiyuvah abayim. The lechem is the responsibility of the owner. And since you're the owner, einachanam, you have to give away the basar to the Nizik because you damaged his ox. But as far as providing the lechem, that has to come from the person who receives the kapara. The Mishnah continued, Nechasim Shein Shal B'nai Bris, that the chiyuv of being mazik is only to property that is owned by a Jew. Lamute mai, what are you excluding? Ilamute doavik chom, if you're excluding property, animals that are owned by goyim, haktani lele kaman. We're going to learn that further on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where it says, Shor shal Yisrael shenagach shor shal avik chom, that if an ox of a Jew gored an ox of a goy, putter. So we learned that already. So the Gemara says, you're right, we learned it, but Tana v'adam mefarsh. He wants to learn it in a general way in our Mishnah, and then further on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, he's going to go into all the particular halachas of this din. Then our Mishnah continued that when is there a chiv of hezek? Only nechasim amyuchadim. If they're owned privately, lemute mai, what are you coming to exclude? Amar of Yudah, lemuti, zeh amr sharcha hezek, vzeh amr sharcha hezek. That if a shomer was watching a number of oxen, and we have a question, whose ox did the goring? So the halacha is that both are potter. Each one can say, the other one, maybe it was yours, maybe it was your ox that gored, and therefore they're both putter from paying damages. Ask the Gemara Tanah, come on, we learned this further as well, because we learned, how you shnayim, if there were two oxen that belonged to two different people, right from Acher Echad, they're running after one ox, Zeimer Sharcha Hizik, if it's Zeimer Sharcha Hizik, each of the owners said that it's the other ox that did the damage. The din is shnei p'tum, they're both potter. So we learned already. So how could you say that nechasim hamiyuchadin means that we have to know specifically who the private owner is of the ox that gored? We learned that already. So the Gemara says, tani vada mefarish, just like we learned before. First we said it in the general way, and then we're going to get into the specific halachas later on. The Pyrus Yosef says that Bahamas, we could say here that there is a Chiddush, because the halacha further on of Hayishnaim Roitvim Acher Echad is speaking about where we know each ox belongs to one person, and each of these people, after the goring took place, each one claims that the other one's ox did it. This one is a Bori, and this one is a Bori. However, in our Mishnah over here, in the Chasam Yichadim, could be Memayit, where we have various oxen, and the owners are not sure. They're not saying Bori, Bori. Rather, they're saying Shema, Shema. They're saying, maybe it was your ox. The other one says, maybe it was your ox. So the Chiddush is that also is Potter. There is no Chiyuv Tashlum, unless you know for sure that this ox belongs to one person, and his ox did the goring, then he's chayv. If you have any suffix, shema v'shema, the halach is you do not have to pay any damages. Continues the Gemara, b'masnisatan, in a brisa we learned, that what's the pshat in the chasim yuchadim, prat l'nechse hefker, that if there's nechse hefker involved, there's no chiyuv tashlum. Ask the Gemara, hekidami, what's the case? Elam of the nagach tur, the don latur, the hefker of our ox, gored the ox of hefker. So what's the issue here? What do you mean there's no nezikin? Man tovale, if it's hefker, who is going to claim against it? Nobody says that they own this ox, so Bezdin's not going to handle this case because no one's coming with a din Torah against it. El de nagach tur de hefker le tur de dun. It's speaking about where an ox of hefker gored our ox, and there the Mishnah is saying that there's no halacha of nezikin, that the shor shel hefker doesn't have to pay. Lazel v'lasi. Let him just go ahead and grab on, take this ox, and this ox will be a payment for whatever that ox caused damage to his ox. And the Gemara says, no, b'shekad mezocha b'yacher. The Mishnah is speaking about where somebody else, before the Nizik had a chance to be kinded from Hefker, somebody else was kinded from Hefker. And the Mishnah is telling us that the Nizik cannot go over to that person and say, hey, you know what just happened? This ox gored my ox, killed my ox, and I really, it's coming to me, this ox, as a repayment. I should be the one to be able, you jumped in and got it first, but I should be able to get it as a repayment for my damage that was caused to my ox. So Kamash will note that if it's Hefker, he has no taina, and the other person is allowed to be kainet. However, the Netziv says that that's only b'dievet, as the Lashon of the Gemara would be your Bishak Kadam v'zach b'achar. Speaking, it already happened. Balachat Chila, when this person sees what happened, and he realizes that the Nizik, his only recourse from a Shor Shel Hefker, apparently it was known that nobody laid claim to the Shor. So in such a case, l'chatchila, he should let the nizik be kinda the animal, which will be a repayment for the damage that this animal caused to his animal. And b'dievet, if the other one didn't do that, then the other one's kinda. But l'chatchila, he should be a mensch about it and let the nizik be kinda this min hefker. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, another pshat im nechasim yichadim, lemute nogach vachach higdish, or nogach vachach hifker, that if the animal gored, and then the owner was magdishit, or the animal gored, and the owner was mafkarit, then the nizik cannot claim it. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned like this as well. Yes, Ral Kainam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said even more than this. He said, afilu nogach vachach higdish, or nogach vachach hifker, Potter Shenemar. We learned this from a pasuk, because the pasuk says in Shmois Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Tes, "Vehu ad bival of a hamis ish," that if this shor was a nagach, he was a muad, and three times he was warned already, and then vehamis ish, he killed somebody. The pasuk concludes, "Hashor yisak of a gambal of yumas." So he gives skila to the shor. And we learn, ad shete misav amar bedin shavim kachet, since in the same pasuk you have the killing of the person and you have the din Torah, what should happen to the ox. So during that entire period, there should be one owner. As Rashi explains, the hachi mashman, divrei maskil lemeute nagach v'achakach higdish. So Rashi says that the Hachi Mashmi Sheyum Yuchadim La Adam Echad La Oilam Mishas Negicha Ad Shas Amar B'Din. That one person should be the one who has it the whole time. He's the same owner from the time that his ox killed someone to the time that they bring this in front of a Bezdin to paskin what the Shiloh should be. So the Lechem Mishnah is Medayik from Rashi that let's say he sold it to somebody else in between our case and the Gemara's to be Mayit, Nagach V'Achakach Hifker, Nagach V'Achakach Higdish. What about if he didn't, he wasn't Mafker to somebody or Magdish it, but he sold it to somebody else? So the Lechem Mishnah is Medayik that even if he sold it to somebody else, a potter, because Rashi says it has to be La'odam Echad Loilam, the same owner from the beginning till the end. However, the Rajba disagrees, and the Rajba says it's only Hefker or Hegdish that's potter. But if somebody else had it, so then the din is it's Chayiv, as the Marcheshes explains, because the main thing is that it has to be Shavin Ke'echod, which means that the same type of owner has to be in place from the beginning till the end. So if I sold it to somebody else, Bishlam, if I gave it to Hegdish or Hefker, there's no other responsible party that is Mechuyev in Tashlumen, so Ein Echanami, then I'm Potter. Then there's no way to collect from the Hegdish or Hefker. But if in the middle I gave it to another responsible person who just steps into my shoes, is in my place, then Ein Echanami, it doesn't have to belong to one owner. As long as there's a proper owner, not Hefker, not Hegdish, then there will be a Chiyuv of Tashlum. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says that he learns in Rashi that there has to be continuous from the Negicha until the Amar B'Din, or as we're soon going to see, until the Gemar Din, one owner the whole time. However, the Tur says no, that even if there was an owner who sold it, or was Magdishit, and then he was Mafgrid, and then he took it back from Hefker. So in the middle, for a time, it was not his. But at the Negicha, and at the Amar B'Din, it did belong to him, even though in the middle it was Hegdish or Hefker. According to the Tur, you're fulfilling the Hamada and the Negicha and the Amar and the Gemar Din. Doesn't matter if for a while in the middle it didn't belong to this person. However, the Gra says no. It's Masha from Rashi. It has to be La'odam Echad La'oilam Mishas Negicha Achas Amar B'Din. There can't be any lapse in the ownership by this person. Otherwise, you're Potter, according to the Gra. Ask the Gemara, Hamar B'Din you need, V'Gemar Din Loibinin. What happened to Gemar Din when the Bezin Paskins the Din? Ha Ashor Yisokel. The Torah says until the shore is killed, that's B'Gemar Din Udichsev. Elaim Aseyat Shetei Misev Hamar B'Din U'Gemar Din Shom Gechad. That has to be one owner, not Hefker, not Hegdish, from the beginning of the Negicha and the killing of the person until the shore and the owner are brought in front of Bezin, and a Gemar Din is Paskin. The Mishnah continued that Yerchayev except Chutz Mershus HaMicheres HaMazik, that if, as Rashi explains, the Nizik Shor came into the property that is owned by the Mazik, and the Mazik Shor gored the Nizik's Shor, the Mazik is Potter. Why, says the Gemara, the Amrelay, the Mazik can say to the Nizik, Turach Bishusi, my boy, what is your ox doing in my Rishus? You had no right to come here, and therefore if you do come into without permission, you have to take the responsibility on yourself that if something happens, I am not going to pay you for any damage my ox rendered. Then the Mishnah continues with an ambiguous phrase. We don't know if the next part of the Mishnah is going on before or on after. The Mishnah says, "Rishus hanizik v'amazik." If it's a common rishus, shutvim, partners that have one property together. So the mazik's ox gored the nizik's ox, and they were shutvim in this property. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Vimi, Chatzar HaShutvim, Chayiv Baal Hashem V'Aregel. Karen, you're for sure Chayiv, as Rashi says, because Karen, you're even Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. So Chatzar HaShutvim, you would be Chayiv. But even Shen V'Aregel, this is considered if Reuven is a Shutv with Shimon, and Reuven's ox damages Shimon's ox in their jointly owned property, that's considered a Sada Acher. It's in a different place. It's considered like it's in the Rishus of the Nizik, that my ox went and gored your ox in the Rishus of the Nizik, and therefore there will be a Chiyuv. V'achikamer, this is what the Mishnah meant. Chutz, Mishnah Samichas, the Mazik, the Potter. If the Nizik comes into the property that's owned solely by a Mazik, then the Mazik is Potter. As we learned before, he says to him, Turech Mishusi, my boy. But, Vershus, and Nizik, Velmazik, if it's Shutvim, Kishahizik Chava Mazik, then the Mishnah concludes that if the Mazik did damage to the Nizik, he is Chayiv in a Chotzer of Shutvim. Rabbi Lazar Reimer, Rabbi Lazar says, Potter Alashenva Regal, that no, that Rishus and Nizik Mazik is going on before and has the same halacha as Vershus Hamuchedas Lamazik. Chutzurash v'achikamer chutz mishus hamichadas the mazik is potter and urishus hanizik v'amazik nami potter and then comes a new din ukeshe hizik chava mazik lasuye karen. In other words, if I learn like the first pshat om rav chizor rav vimi the chutzur shutum is chayev for shen for regal, so memela that's what the mission is concluding that. Kishahizik chava mazik, because that's going on the chiyuv of chotzer shutvim for shen v'regel. But if I say that you're potter by chotzer shutvim, so now we have to understand what do you mean with the phrase at the end of kishahizik chava mazik? What is that adding? Lasuye karen, that will be adding karen, as we learned before, and the Gemara is immediately going to say according to Shmuel it works out very good because Shmuel learns mave is shen and shor is regel. And Karen is not listed in the first Mishnah, as we learned in the Gemara before, because it's not a Mu'ud Mitchila. It's a Tam that becomes a Mu'ud. So where do I have Karen? I have Karen here on the Testament base, in the second Mishnah, which is Marba, Kishahizik Chava Mazik, is Marba Karen as well. Says the Gemara, Hanich L'Shmuel, that's a good Teretz according to Shmuel. El Rav D'Omer, Tana Shor V'Chol Milili L'Shor. Rav says that Shor includes Karen, Shen, and Regel. So then I have Akasha, Chava Mazik, L'Su Yemai. So what's this Lashon and Testament based in the Mishnah of Chava Mazik? What is it adding? To tell me you pay me Meitav that we already had on the Beis Amid Aleph. L'Asuye, Hada Tana Rabban. It's Marba, the following Brisa, which we learned. And first we're going to learn the Brisa, and then the Gemara is going to say what the exact case is. Kishahizik chava mazik, you know what, it's mar, belohavi, shoymer chinim, vashoyal. Nice, the sacher vashoycher. Shezik obeim, abrishuson, where while I was a shoymer over the animal, my animal was, the animal that was in my guardianship, did damage. So that loch is, by all the shoymerim, tam misham chotzi nezik, umud misham nezik shom. What happens if nifritzo belayla? If, as Rashi explains, the door got the wall, which was protecting the ox from leaving the property, got broken at night, and it was a solid wall, and it was an oinus that caused that it should break, or robbers broke it in the middle of the night, v'yotza, and the animal went out from the guarded property, v'zika, did damage, the halach is potter. So kishahizik chava mazik is marbid that the arba shomrim are responsible for the nezek of the ox that's put into their protectionship, into their shmira. Amar mar, we learned before, kishahizik chava mazik lohavi, it's adding shomer chinam by shoyal nois esachar by soicher. Hey, chedom, what's the case? E lema the aske tur de mashal tur de shoyal, if the mashal's ox is goring the Shoyal's ox, his own ox, and what do you tell me that the mashal has to pay for chutzi nezik tam and nezik shom for muad lemalei? Let the mashal say to the shoyal, ilu azik ba'alma boys l'shlume at. If my ox would gore anybody else's ox, so you come instead of me to buy them, and you're considered responsible, as we have a Mishnah further on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis that tells us that a shoyal and a soicher come instead of the owner, and they are mechuyev for the owner's ox goring anybody else's ox. So now that my ox gored your ox, Hashta da aske latur di dach beina l'shlume, so I have to pay you? You're always responsible to guard my ox from damaging anybody else's. So why aren't you responsible if he damaged your own ox? Why do I have to pay you? Ella, da aske tur di shoyal, latur di mashal. You have to say the ox of the shoyal gored the ox of the mashal. And what do you have to pay? The shoyal will have to pay the mashal, chotzi nezek for a tum. Le malay, let him say, let the mashal say to the shoyal, Ilu izik ma'alma, me'alma, boys, shlume kulatar. Let's say my ox got damaged from anybody else's ox in the world. You're supposed to be protecting my ox. And So hashta, you would have to pay the full thing. Hashta da asketur didach palga niska hudu mishamasli. If you're a shoyl and an oinus happens, somebody else's ox damaged my ox that you were guarding, so you have to pay. So why is the halacha that if you are your ox is mazik my ox, if it's a tam, you only pay half? So you're going to tell me because the Torah was only mechayiv half payment, and you're an oinus on the other half. The Torah wasn't mechayiv you, but since you're a shoyl and if another person's ox would have gored mine, you would have been chayiv. So on this, on the other half now, you're not just a adam amazik. You're a shoyl who has responsibility to make sure that my ox doesn't get damaged. So therefore, even though the Torah normally only said tam pays chatzi nezik, here, because of the din of shoyl, you should have to pay, even buying this, you should have to pay nezik shalom. The Gemara answers, lo'olam da'aski tur de'mashal tur de'shoyl. Really, speaking about, like we said before, the mashal's ox gored the shoyl's ox. And the mashal has to pay to the shoyl, tam chatzi nezik mu'ed nezik shalom. Ah, you asked me, Akasha, that the Mashal can say to the Shoyl, it shouldn't be worse than any other ox, it shouldn't be, Lema Lady Gemara says, Ilu Azik Ba'alma, Bois L'Shlume At, if my ox would have gored somebody else's ox, you would have had to pay because you step into my shoes. So now that it gored your ox, why do I have to pay you? That was the taina. So v'achamai skin and shekibul alav shmiras gufoi. As we turn to the yudal adam adal, v'loy kibul alav shmiras nezakov. That the only thing the shoyl was makabel was to make sure that the mashul's ox does not get damaged from anybody else's ox. But he was not makabel that if the mashul's ox gores, that he should be responsible for that. And Tosfos says, so pshita, if he wasn't mekabel, so it's pasha that he doesn't have to pay. And Tosfos answers that I would have thought that what wasn't he mekabel? He wasn't mekabel that his ox, that the mashal's ox, he's not responsible if it damages anybody else's ox, but I would have thought that he's at least accepting that the mashal's ox should not damage the shoyl's, his own ox. That's what I would have thought. Kamashimlan, no. That the only thing he was watching out for was that the mashal's ox does not get damaged by anybody else's ox. But he was not watching out for the mashal's ox to gore anybody else's ox. And even his own ox, he did not makabel achrayas. And therefore, it is the mashal's responsibility. And therefore, he has to pay chatzi nezik tam, nezik shal muad. And that's, according to this pshat, what the Mishnah of Chava Mazik is being marbe. If we go according to Rav, it's not marbe Karen, but rather it is marbe, this case that the of Shoimrim, that the mashal will have to pay to the shoyl in this case.